And now the game where we invite on interesting people and try to keep them interested. It's called Not My Job. As founding frontman of the rock band Superchunk and a co-founder of North Carolina's Merge Records, Mac McCann is as close as indie rock gets to having a mogul. For 20 years, Merge has been launching the careers of bands like Arcade Fire, The Magnetic Fields, and Spoon. Superchunk's new record, Majesty Shredding, is out now. Mac McCann, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you.
Great to have you here. So I got to ask you, you've had this remarkable career in music with your band Superchunk and with Merge Records, and the first thing I got to ask you is, what kind of name for a band is Superchunk?
Mm-hmm. Well, we were originally named Chunk after our first drummer. His name was Chuck, but the phone book had him listed as Chunk, and so we thought that was kind of a good name. And it turns out there actually was already a Chunk, and when it came time to put out our first record, they denied us use of the name. So my mom suggested that we add the superlative to the beginning. Mm.
Right. You're not just a chunk, you're a super chunk.
Super.
Exactly.
Wow. That puts chunk in their place, doesn't it?
It did.
In addition to being a musician, you're a record executive, of course. Do you have any feelings about what makes a good band name?
It's really difficult. Believe me, we didn't just go straight to Super Chunk from Chunk. We tried to come up with something altogether different, and you're trying to find something that doesn't imply too much to people so they don't get an idea about what you sound like ahead of time.
Right.
But it's not so vague that they just don't care to ever find out.
Right. It's like the bland would be bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you've actually been an indie band for 20 years.
We started in 1989, and we were Chunk until, early 1990.
How do you keep it fresh if you're an indie band 20 years on? I mean, how do you still be youthful and rebellious when you're neither?
You're right, we are neither. In our case, we take 9 years off in between records.
Yeah, well, that'll help.
So that keeps it pretty fresh.
Now, one of the things, of course, you did in your time off is you founded Merge Records, and you made it into one of the biggest labels in the indie world, in the whole music world. Arcade Fire, huge band, one of your bands.
We actually started the label at the same time as we started the band, but luckily around the time that we were all getting tired of being on tour, the label started to grow at a pretty great rate, and we ended up working, like you said, with Arcade Fire and Spoon and a ton of great bands. And so the label has really kind of accelerated as Superchunk's been taking time off.
How is it possible, though, to be both the artist and a suit? Do you ever, like, get upset with yourself because you don't understand what you're trying to do?
We've come close to dropping ourselves.
Really? You're touring now with a new record, 20 years after you started. You're a family man now, right?
Yes.
Is that weird, having young kids and touring as a rock musician?
It is weird. I mean, it certainly makes it harder to be away from home, and it's hard to tell just how interested they are in the whole thing. My wife brought the two kids to New York when we played a couple shows there recently, and we played in a record store during the daytime, and my wife brought them to the record store, which was an acoustic event, and out of the corner of my eye, I can just see my 3-year-old son and my 7-year-old daughter kind of hanging on my wife. And in the pauses between songs, I just hear, "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy." I want to pay attention, but I don't want to pay too much attention. You know, forget the words to the song.
Sure, I understand. So. Did they shout at requests like, "Do Old McDonald"?
They do have their favorites.
I'm sure
they do.
Have
their favorites.
Some music fans, especially indie fans, can be a little snobby about music. Do you have any, like, musical guilty pleasures, though? You know, like Katy Perry, early Michael Bolton?
I'll reserve comment on Michael Bolton, but yeah. I feel pretty good about all the stuff that I like. I feel like if I like it, then I shouldn't feel guilty about it, I guess. Is what
right.
I'm saying. You know, frankly, in the car, I tend to listen to the oldies station.
Sure.
But oldies now, just to make me feel old, includes songs from when I was, you know, 20 years old.
Yeah.
So
arguably, oldies could include Superchunk at this point.
Exactly. Exactly.
I think they'd include Chunk, but not
Superchunk. You did it. You did actually. Superchunk actually covered a Destiny's Child song, "Say My Name."
We did, and yes. See, you know, I actually did take umbrage to the name of that album that that song appeared on because it referred to these songs that these bands were covering, like us, as being guilty pleasures. Which to me, like I said, I you know, yeah. they had great songs, and I actually got to meet Beyonce one time, and I told her that we covered a Destiny's Child song.
And what did she say?
She said, "Really?" And went back to talking to Jay-Z.
Well, Mac McCann, we're delighted to have you with us. We've asked you here to play a game we're calling...
You're Smooth. Real smooth.
Since you are in the band Superchunk, we decided to ask you about something that's not chunky at all, but smooth. And who is smoother than smooth jazz saxophone player Kenny G?
Wow.
Yes. We got three questions about the musician who was born Kenneth Bruce Gorelick. Get two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners. Carl's voice on their home voicemail. Carl, who is Mac McCann playing for?
Mac is playing for Joseph Becker of Appleton, Wisconsin.
Ready to play?
I'm ready.
Kenny G, are you a fan?
I don't know anything about Kenny G, so you picked a great, picked a great subject.
Kenny G, in addition to his millions of albums sold, has another distinction in the music world. What is it? A, he is the inventor of a new version of a saxophone called a Kennyphone. B, he holds the world record for longest continuous note ever played without passing out. C, he created the only record clinically proven by medical testing to be an effective treatment for anxiety disorder.
I've got to go with the Kennyphone on this one.
The Kennyphone. He invented the Kennyphone. You play it, you sound just like him.
Yeah.
No, it's actually B. Using circular breathing,
wow.
He held an E-flat for 45 minutes.
Oh, my
what?
God.
He did. He set the world record.
I saw that.
Oh, you
it's,
breathe in
it's
through
amazing.
Your nose and
you breathe
as
in through
you
your
blow.
Nose and then you breathe in with your nose
circular
as you blow.
Breathing
you,
and he can do it.
You watched
for
that
long.
For 45 minutes?
No, I watched for 30 seconds.
I would really only want to see the last few seconds of that, you know, honestly.
Well, I just saw the first few seconds and said I'll trust him on the other 44 minutes.
Yeah. That may be 45 minutes better passed than listening to an actual Kenny G.
There you go. Somewhere in one of his mansions, he just felt a twinge.
Smackdown.
I think he just bought a small independent record label in North Carolina and shut it down.
All right, here's your next question. Kenny G is very popular in China. In fact, he is a particular place in Chinese culture. What is it? A breed of cattle in China is called the Kenny Xiao because its mooing sounds like his saxophone. B, buses, train systems, and stores play his music to tell everybody to go home. Or C, something really, really sweet like an oversugared candy is called Kenny Sa.
Oh, my gosh. All so ridiculous. I'm going to go with the candy.
You're going to go with the candy. Kenny Sa. Oh, that's so sweet. It's like Kenny G. We'll call it Kenny Sa. That's your choice?
Wow. The cow is so much worse, but I'll go with the cow.
You're going to go with a cow. Because this cow went, mm-hmm. And some Chinese guy said, that's just like Kenny G.
Huh. I guess they play the music to send people home.
That's right. I like a man who can take a hint. I really do. In China, especially in Shanghai, stores, buses, and other public facilities play his beloved song, Going Home, when they want people to go home.
Isn't that...
I don't know.
Wow.
I've never heard Kenny G in my life. I have no idea. All right. But he's very popular. Last question. Back in 2005, Kenny G had a particularly prestigious command performance. What was it? A, he was hired to serenade a flock of endangered whooping cranes. B, he was hired to play lullabies to help the children of the King of Sweden to get to sleep. Or C, he played background music for the diners at a $10 million bat mitzvah.
Wow, the bat mitzvah sounds pretty good.
It does? Yes, it's the bat mitzvah. Yes, very good. Ooh. Kenny G was actually just the opening act at the infamous $10 million bat mitzvah, which also included entertainment from Steven Tyler of Aerosmith and 50 Cent. The military contractor who arranged that bat mitzvah, his daughter, David Brooks, was just convicted of gross financial fraud, by the way. Carl, Carl, how did Mac McCon do in our quiz?
Mac had two correct answers, Peter. That's good enough to win for Joseph Becker.
Well done. Before we let you go, Mac, last question. When it comes to peanut butter, are you a chunky or a creamy guy?
I go with the chunky.
There you are, as you should. Right. Mac McCon is lead singer and guitarist for the band Superchunk. He's also co-owner of Merge Records. Mac, thank you so much for joining us. Mac
thank
McCann,
you so much
everybody.
For having me.
Thank you.
Calling